We're visiting with Chase County boys basketball coach Kate Witt here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, able to get a good victory on Friday night over Hartford. And, you know, just kind of talk about this little stretch after the shootout and how things have gone with your boys. Have you seen some adjustments?
Yeah, we've been playing pretty well. Guys have been playing hard. We've seen some pretty good games that we thought, you know, we definitely had an advantage in. We've been able to get out and transition. We did have a loss to Osage City, lost by two in that game. That was one we thought we played pretty well, but when it came down to the fourth quarter, there was just a couple series where we kind of fell short and gave up a couple things to them, and we lost right at the buzzer to them. But we're looking forward to continuing getting some more good games in.
Yeah, I know that Osage game on the 25th of January was a makeup. But, you know, last week going 2-0 had to feel good. A 60-point win over SCC and then the 64-33 victory over Hartford. So last week had to feel really good. You know, what do you feel like you might have saw from the guys after that buzzer beater to Osage?
Well, in the last two games, we've been able to, you know, first starting group that we have out there with Tad, Carson, Wyatt, Guthrie, and Colin. Been playing pretty well. You know, we've been able to bring up some defensive intensity, which we've been trying to do since coming back from Christmas break, and getting out in transition pretty well. And we've seen zone a little bit, so we've been able to work on some of those looks. And we've also been able to rotate guys in and get them some varsity playing time as well, and definitely seen some improvement with the bench.
What does it mean to start getting some of those guys some varsity experience that haven't really played much this year so far?
It's been good. You know, sometimes we're limited on JV games, so sometimes they don't get as much time on certain nights. But, the last couple games, though, we've been able to rotate them in and still have success. We've still been able to, push the lead and run the floor a little bit. So it's been good to build up their confidence, and those will be the guys we kind of, look forward to next year as well.
And how do you want to keep your guys, trying to continue to play some of your best basketball here over the next couple of weeks, because Substate's not far down the road?
Yeah, and our Substate's going to be pretty tough. You know, I think right now we're kind of at the three spot, but that could definitely change. There's a lot of teams with the same record, and just looking at matchups there, like even the first round's not going to be easy for sure. So we're just looking to, even in some of these games that we're, definitely have a good lead, we still want to make sure we're doing all those little things right, because when we come to come to Substate, those little things can definitely hurt you.
Visiting with Chase County boys basketball coach Kate Witt here on the Area Coach's Corner. Coach, you have five games remaining. You're 9-6. You're currently in that three spot in the Marion Substate behind Mound Ridge and El Saline, two really good teams ranked in 2A right now. You'll take on Meredithine Valley tomorrow, which will be our area game of the week on Country 101.7 FM. We'll have you guys again on Friday at Waverly, and then next Tuesday we have you guys again as you go to Madison, and then you have Center coming up. So that's four of your next five, and three that we're having on the air.
Yeah, it'll be, it goes quick once we get to league tournament, and so we got a few more games left, and we're looking forward to it.
And what's big down this stretch for you guys, trying to get as many wins possible and try to keep you in that number three spot in that Marion Substate, especially going against a couple of good teams, as you mentioned, three through eight, I believe, 500 or better with Mound Ridge and El Saline at the one and the two spots right now.
Yeah, I mean, we're just looking to, kind of play a complete basketball game. That's what we thought hurt us against Osage. And looking at the, potential matchups with, Hillsborough, Marion, or Inman kind of on the lower side right now. But we played Marion first round last year. It was a really good team. They brought back mostly everybody. Hillsborough, traditionally pretty good. So even with a matchup with one of those, we still have to be improving week by week, because we know that first round matchup is still going to be a tough one.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. We look forward to having your next three games on Country 101.7 FM. We have four area games of the week left, and three of them are you guys. So We will see you tomorrow night in Cottonwood Falls against Meredithine Valley. We'll see you on Friday against Waverly and Waverly. And we'll see you again next Tuesday in Madison. And then best of luck on the 16th with Center. And we'll talk to you again in 2 more weeks.
All right. Thank you.
That is Chase County Boys Basketball Coach Cade Witt joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Griffin Real Estate on KVOE, live and local.